If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
If you've enjoyed the content that we've made so far in 2023, we're asking you to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and toss us $10 to say thanks as part of August's Kind of Funny Patreon pledge drive. That 10 spot would get you access to more than 300 exclusive episodes of content. And to give you a taste, we're posting one of our Patreon shows just like this each Saturday and Sunday in August. Enjoy. Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Tim.
Andy. You forgot who's on the show.
No, it was the fact that I wanted to do it in order because I was going to say
and I'm joined
first.
By. Look at these guys.
Because I had to introduce the one and only, the champion, the reigning champ, the season previous champ of Kind of Feudy, Greg Miller.
Nothing will ever be worse than when Blessing introduced me as Blessing.
Which I've done more than once.
More than once.
I've done that more than once. It's always on the shit list for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. But ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for Kind of Feudy?
I'm ready.
I don't know why I said ladies. There's only gentlemen here.
Yeah.
Unless somebody has something to tell me. The rules are simple. I've
Real surveyed quick, Tim, you pointed at him because he didn't get introduced, right?
Yeah. Oh, Andy?
I'm here, too.
Oh, Andy's here, too. I don't know. I got thrown
I'm
off.
I'm so sorry.
Andy's here as well. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,600 members.
It makes a lot of sense. He was just on the Games cast. He just did a really long show. He wasn't on that show. We were. Mm.
Oh. Greg and Tim were. I wasn't invited. I still don't know why. I was like, all right, cool. Each round, I'm going to read to a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world game. If Greg says The Witcher and it's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Tim says Fallout and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says GTA and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points. And so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Of course, it's the start of a new season. The trophy's up for grabs. Contestants, are you ready?
Yes. Ready.
Yeah!
Round number 1. Let's start off simple. Name your most anticipated game for fall 2023. Name your most anticipated game for fall 2023. Greg, since you're our reigning champ, you go first.
Starfield.
Greg says Starfield. Starfield is our 40-point answer. Next up, Andy Cortez. Looking around. Looking for an answer.
I'm blank. I mean, like, shit, I'm surprised I wasn't the 50.
Elden Ring DLC.
No.
There it is. They say stupid stuff all the time.
Name your most anticipated game for fall 2023.
What's something high on the list? Lies of P.
Andy says Lies of P. Lies of P is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Spider-Man 2.
Tim Geddes, I forgot about that video game.
Says Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 is our number one answer.
I forgot they were making that one.
50 points. We're back to Greg Miller.
When were these questions, or when did people respond to this?
Last week.
Like when? Post Nintendo?
Yes. Yes.
Are you sure?
The Nintendo Direct, was that even last week? Was that not the week before?
I think it was last week.
Was it last week?
I have no idea, man.
Let me look.
Here it's looking.
That's when Ben started having the weird diarrhea. Yeah, so that was, that was last week.
That was Nintendo Wednesday last week. Let me see when Blessing tweeted. So I can keep him honest.
Yeah. This is bullshit. Keep me honest. There's a question that needs to be answered here. I think there's some dice that need to be rolled, Greg.
Roll the dice, Greg.
Okay, yes, the poll did go the day after.
Oh, thank you very much, Tim.
Tim, your sunburn went away pretty.
I'm going to do Super Mario Wonder. Oh. Mario
Greg's
Wonder.
Says Super Mario Wonder. Super Mario Wonder is our 30-point answer.
Wow.
Roll those dice, Tim. You rolled them there. I was hoping you were going to bitch out on it, and then I would have got them 30 points.
All I want you to do, Tim, is shut the fuck up and let Blessing host the show, all right? He's a benevolent god and dictator.
Finally, somebody says it.
I'll take a tip of the hat, sir.
You know what? You get a tip of the hat. You get a tip
Thank
of the
you,
hat.
Good sir.
I'm benevolent and I'm a god. Andy Cortez, we're back to you. Name your most anticipated game for fall 2023.
Man. Why is it be again?
They're still making video games out there.
They are.
A lot of them are still out there. We got to keep an eye on all of them.
Because they're coming out.
I'm looking out for them. I am gonna say Pikmin 4.
Andy's says Pikmin 4, a game that's slated for the summer.
Fuck.
Pikmin 4 is not on the list. Tim Geddes, name your most anticipated game for fall 2023.
There's three different answers I got, but I can only give one. I'm going to go Armored Core 6.
Tim is going Armored Core 6. Armored Core 6 is not.
Oh! I rolled wrong.
I think technically summer, because that's out in August.
Yeah.
The fall doesn't start until like September. At 10 points, you would have guessed Mario RPG.
Oh, shit. Good for you.
Mario RPG.
No. That's the one I couldn't think of.
Can I guess the others?
Go for it.
I was going to say Mortal Kombat 1.
Not on there.
Alan Wake 2.
That's the 20-point. Yes, the 20-point answer was Alan Wake 2. The 10-point answer was Mario RPG. And with that, Greg, so far, has had a dominant start. You got the 30-point answer in Super Mario Wonder. Greg got the 40-point answer in Starfield. And Tim got the 50-point answer in Spider-Man 2. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in third place with 0 points, is the Nitro Rifle Andy Cortez. But a bit ahead of him with 50 points is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 50 points, like I said just a second ago. And in the lead is our true leader, CEO Senior, with 70 points, Greg CEO Senior Miller. I'm fucking out of it. I've run shows back to back to back. Then we had a meeting and then another show. It's a Tuesday, y'all.
And it's still anybody's game.
Bear, do me a favor. Move that beautiful graphic that you worked on, or the scoreboard thing that you customized. Move that about 10, 20 pixels to the right.
Maybe later. Oh, maybe I'll just keep it there just to annoy you and fuck you up for the rest of the
Yeah,
game.
Get him, Barrett.
If you are an audio listener, of course, you know, you're missing out because Barrett has added a scoreboard, a visual scoreboard. It's quite nice.
Scoreboard.com.
Scoreboard.com. Shout out. Salute.
Free
round number two.
FreeCreditReport.com.
Name a status effect you can receive in a Pokemon battle.
Oh, fuck.
Name a status effect you can receive in a Pokemon battle. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Confusion.
Andy says confusion. Confusion is our 20-point answer. Next up.
I got one in the chamber, and I'm fucked if it's gone.
Tim Geddes.
Sleep.
Tim Geddes says sleep. Sleep is our 30-point answer.
Nice.
Okay. What was the first one?
Greg got the...
No, Greg didn't.
No, sorry. Andy got the 20-point answer.
Thank you.
Because you said it, Andy. What'd you say?
Confusion.
Confusion. Okay, just want to make sure I didn't make one of those mistakes. And then Tim got the 30-point answer with sleep. And we're now down to Greg.
That girl is poison.
Greg says poison. Poison is our number one answer. Good. That's going to get you 50 points. And we're back to Andy Cortez.
Burn.
Andy says burn. Burn is our 10-point answer.
Wow, good job.
Next up, Tim Geddes.
Paralyzed.
Ah.
Tim says paralyzed. Paralyzed is our 40-point answer.
Full wipe.
That's going to be a full wipe.
It's a full wipe, gamers.
And a clean sweep.
Sick.
Because, of course, Andy got the 10-point answer with burned. Andy got the 20-point answer with confused. Tim got the 30-point answer with asleep. Tim got the 40-point answer with paralyzed. And Greg got the 50-point answer with poisoned. Barrett, what's the score?
Still in third place. Now with points on the board. With 30 points is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez. And tied. First place. Both. Tim, Ma, fucking Geddes, and Greg, CEO, Senior Miller, with 120 points, it's still either of their games.
As our exalted host, I would like just to propose a change of, not rules, but just usually last place gets to go first in the next question, but since it was a wipe and I didn't get a second pick, technically I do think I should be allowed to go first.
Negative.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
I understand what you're saying.
Just to be fair.
No,
I'm gonna have to deny that one, but I appreciate.
I don't mind. It's okay, sir.
Barrett, you keep moving that scoreboard to the left; it'll be off the screen by the time you know it. It's like what? You kept moving left somehow.
There's a Friday after E3 energy today.
Yeah. Round number three: name a Marvel villain who should be the final boss of the next Marvel versus Capcom game. Name a Marvel villain who should be the final boss of the next Marvel versus Capcom game. Andy Cortez.
Thanos.
Andy Cortez says Thanos. Thanos is our 50-point answer. Next up, Tim Geddes.
Galactus.
Tim says...
Who the hell's Galactus?
Galactus. Galactus is our 30-point answer. Next up.
Been before, but...
Greg Miller. Greg Miller, name a Marvel villain. Who should be the final boss?
Well, there's a lot to debate here about what you pick. Sure. You know what I mean? Do I want to? Mm-hmm.
Poison.
I'm gonna go with my comic gut, but I feel like maybe I should have gone with my MCU heart. But I'm gonna say Doctor Doom.
Greg is gonna say Doctor Doom. Doctor Doom. Is our 40-point answer.
Wow. Dude.
Good job out there. Wowie hot dog, everybody.
Wowie hot dog.
Back to Andy.
That was a good one.
That sounded like it hurt a little bit.
Andy's tough. Don't
loud noise. Let's do it again.
Well, I think.
I'm gonna go
from pain to pleasure for a second.
I'm gonna go with Magneto.
Andy says Magneto. Magneto is our 10-point answer.
Can you wipe it, Tim?
I don't know. I mean,
full wipe.
I'm gonna go Kang the Conqueror.
That's what I would have said too.
Tim Geddes is saying Kang the Conqueror. Kang the Conqueror is our 20-point
wow.
answer.
Wow. Yeah. Full wipe.
And I believe that's a full wipe, and it's a clean sweep. Two in a row. Good for you guys.
Wow.
Good for
you. I'd
like
to propose a rule change that if it, you know, happens twice back-to-back and the person doesn't get to play their second turn, they should get to go first on the next turn.
I'll consider
it. A lot of proposals.
I'll consider it.
Beauty's a game that evolves, you know?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to deny that one.
Okay.
But
well, now it's not starting to feel personal.
With that, Andy got the 10-point answer with Magneto. Tim got the 20-point answer with Kang the Conqueror. Tim got the 30-point answer with Galactus. Greg got the 40-point answer with Doctor Doom. And Andy got the 50-point answer with Thanos.
Andy.
Barrett, what's the score?
Right now in third place is still one Nitro Rifle Andy Cortez with 90 points. A bit ahead of him, though, is Greg, CEO Senior, with 160 points, but only 10 points ahead of him is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 170 points,
but
it's still anybody's game except Andy's.
Andy still has some. He's had some wiggle room. He's got to perform in the next two rounds.
Perform. Yeah.
Can you perform for me?
Just step up.
Round number four. Name a game with a time loop mechanic. Name a game with a time loop mechanic. Andy Cortez.
Man, I could have sworn we've had this question before. Or a similar-ish one.
Good chance. Had a lot of questions now. I could be repeating some.
Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Andy says Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time is our 10-point answer.
Who?
Next up, Greg Miller.
Majora's Mask.
Greg Miller says Majora's Mask. Majora's Mask is our 40-point answer. Tim Geddes.
Deathloop.
Tim Geddes says Deathloop. Deathloop is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
Why don't I don't consider those mechanics, though.
Okay.
Majora's Mask just restarts.
Okay.
What?
Majora's Mask just restarts. That's not.
That's not. But
that's just what? Like the game. That's the whole part. Like when I think of mechanic, yeah. I'm thinking of like you hit a button to rewind time.
That makes sense.
You're like, that's what I think of with a time loop mechanic.
I agree. But the audience reads what they read.
That's true.
And also, I wasn't thinking that deeply when I wrote it.
Yeah, that's true.
We're back to you, Andy. Like, would this be a time loop system, maybe? I don't know. Andy says Returnal. Returnal is our 30-point answer.
Wow, we may full wipe this again.
No. Well, I guess you could without me still.
Greg Miller, you are our next.
How many are left and what point value?
There's one left for 20 points. Name a game with a time loop mechanic.
Can I hear what you put down again?
Feature? Would that be
can you put down what you got again, please?
Right now. The 10-point answer Andy got was Prince of Persia. At 30 points, Andy got Returnal. At 40 points, Greg got Zelda Majora's Mask. Then at 50 points, Tim got Deathloop.
I'm not going to like this. Tim, you got it?
No.
Time loop functionality?
No, I'm looking at the definition of game mechanics, and I think it fits, even with Majora's Mask.
It's like, what?
Is this 20 points?
The 20-point answer is the one remaining.
Yeah, that makes it even better.
Quantum,
10, maybe.
Quantum like Break. I'm tossing Quantum Break out there as a half-court shot.
Greg Miller says Quantum Break. Quantum Break is not on the list. Tim Geddes, can you at least make this a full wipe?
I don't know that I can. I'm going to say Time Splitters.
Mm.
Tim Geddes is going to say Time Splitters. Time Splitters is not on the list.
Chrono Cross, Chrono Trigger.
Andy, this is one that I thought you would get pretty immediately. Outer Wilds.
Oh, shit.
So I want to read the definition of game mechanics. They are the rules are ludimus? How do I say that word? Ludim?
Oh, like the act of playing.
Yeah.
Luda.
Yeah. That
we're
governed.
Luda. Luda.
That govern and guide the player's actions as well as the game's response to them. So I think even though like we kind of consider mechanics as something that we're actually physically like pushing a button for, I think the term mechanic is I think can be looked as an entire system, like a repeating 3-day system in Majora's Mask.
Interesting. You live, you learn. You know, you learn a new thing.
You live, you learn.
With that, Andy got 10 points with Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. Andy got 30 points with Returnal. Greg got 40 points with Majora's Mask. Tim got 50 points with Deathloop. Barrett, what's the current score?
Right now in third place in the triple digits, finally.
Yay.
Is one Nitro Rifle. Andy Cortez with 130 points in second place. CEO Senior Greg Miller with 200 points, but just a little bit ahead of him is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 220 points, but it's still anybody's game.
Except for Andy's. It is not Andy's game.
I can only tie Tim.
They can fuck things up.
Well, no, actually. Yeah, you could tie first place, so I guess it could be your game, because that would then take you to a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Tim would have to miss out like the next two guesses, but you know, it could happen. Because round number five.
Name a character from Chrono Trigger. Like, oh.
The froggy. The frog.
I think there's one named Chrono. I don't know. Round number five. Name a game that takes place in space. Name a game that takes place in space. For this one, I will
accept there.
Franchise answers. If you have a franchise, I'll accept that as an answer. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
I'm just going to say Starfield.
Andy Cortez says Starfield. Starfield is our 30-point answer, taking Andy out of the running. Greg Miller.
Mass Effect.
Greg Miller says Mass Effect. Mass Effect is our 50-point answer.
Got a goddamn decal on your car.
Nothing. Yeah, I was very surprised by you not saying that aspect.
Tim Gettys. It's like asking Greg, hey, what name a superhero game where the guy's got lightning? And I'm like, woof.
Name a game where
static.
I'm going to go Star Wars.
I'm going to need a bit more.
Okay, Jedi.
Yeah, Tim says Star Wars Jedi. Star Wars Jedi is not on the list.
Fuck.
And we're back to Andy Cortez.
No Man's Sky.
Andy says No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky is our 20-point answer. Greg Miller.
Dead Space.
Greg Miller says Dead Space. Dead Space is our 40-point answer.
No!
Tim, you're our final guest here.
Halo.
Halo, not on the list.
Oh, my God.
Our 10-point answer, Outer Wilds.
My kryptonite!
With that, Andy got 20 points in No Man's Sky. Andy got 30 points in Starfield. Greg got 40 points in Dead Space. Greg got 50 points with Mass Effect. Before...
I'm sorry, Tim.
Damn.
I just needed to take Mass Effect from
I
Greg.
Know. Before Barrett reveals the final score and who the winner is, which none of us know right now. Some fun tidbits for you. Going back to round number four, where I asked you to name a time loop mechanic, I did have the sixth through eighth place answers. In sixth place, you would have had 12 minutes.
Ah!
12 minutes.
Yeah.
Right under that, Braid.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then right under that, Life is Strange.
Oh.
Which, like, I feel like it's more controlling time. I don't know if there was, like, a time loop thing, unless I'm...
You go back a lot.
Yeah, but, like, time loop implies that there's, like, revolving, you know? Like, you're coming back around, starting again from the beginning.
You know how it was with Chloe.
I guess, yeah, it was like that with Chloe, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Could be like, are you winking with the wrong eye, or...?
I'm winking with the right eye.
Yeah. Do you not know how to wink? Can you...
Doing it.
It looks like, there's a lot
it
of
looks
effort.
Really labored.
It's taking a lot
that
of
is
effort.
A laborious wink.
When you're the champion, you can wink however you want to.
And for number five, I also recorded the sixth through eighth place answers, where I said name a game that takes place in space. At number six, you would have had Prey. At number seven, Halo. At number eight, Destiny.
One quick thing. On Sir, one to five, was there a Star Wars?
No.
Because when you made him specify, that's when I was like, oh, shit. What? I'm like, they didn't put KOTOR in there, did they? Yeah. You know what I mean? You had me doubting myself.
Yeah, no. Star Wars is too broad.
The space one is like the ninja one, where you're like, oh, I have a bazillion answers for this.
Oh, yeah. When you think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, it's kind of hard, actually, when you think about the games that take place in space.
Uncharted.
We're
floating in space. Okay.
With that, Barrett, what's the final score?
In third place, with 180 points, it wasn't his game, but he caught up. Is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez. In second place, just a little bit ahead of him with 220 points, is Tim motherfucking Gettys. And who had a bombastic
lead. This motherfucker, man.
I'm tired of him. Up the show was one CEO Senior Greg Miller.
Slide back.
290 points.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ring-a-ding-ding, Andy. Ring-a-ding-ding, Andy.
A strong performance.
Hold on, hello.
You better take that fucking sticker off your
car. A strong performance from Greg Miller.
The rotary.
To start off this new season of Kind of Feudy, will Greg display his dominance throughout the season? Will he be able to keep that dominance next episode? You'll have to tune in and see. Until next time, I've been Bless. That's been Tim. That's been Annie. That's been your current and reigning champion, Greg CEO Miller. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.